It's such a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises to the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pharaoh and his armies, he has drowned in the sea. Satan and his hordes have been defeated at the cross. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. Hallelujah. And you know the Lord has called us to enforce on earth what he's already accomplished at the cross. Hallelujah. See, the preaching of the cross is to those who perish foolishness. You cannot understand it unless the Lord allows you to. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God unto salvation. The message of the cross. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. You know, I used to be a partier in the world. And I thought I was having a good time. But, you know, after a while, it kind of got old. And waking up sick in the morning and hungover, and not to mention all the other stuff that goes along with that, right? You know, it's like there's got to be more to life than this. Is it all about just going to work, working hard to earn a living, maybe someday buy a house, a car? And if you're really prosperous, you might have a nice boat. And then once you get it all, everything that you wanted, you finally arrive at that place where you got everything that you strive to get. And you're saying, well, what else is there? Well, maybe I just need more to be happy, more to be satisfied. As the prophet said, it's like, you know, pouring water into a bag full of holes, you know. It's like it just never is satisfied. You know, you're pouring in from the world, trying to get happy. If I just get the new trinket, the new toy, the new thing, the new shiny thing, if I get the promotion, if I get the acknowledgement, or if I get the praises of people, if I become famous, whatever the things people think are going to make them happy. How many know there are a lot of depressed people in high places in the world, right? People that have it all, but they're saying there's got to be more to this. And because they don't know where to go for real satisfaction, they just get more stuff. Come on. You ever wonder why some people, they've got billions of dollars and it's still not enough? It's because they're trying to satisfy themselves on something that never will satisfy them. You and I, mankind, was created for a relationship with our Creator. Amen. And life is not going to make sense until you really get into a relationship with Jesus Christ. And he will then be the one that will satisfy you. Satisfy the deepest longing of your heart. Lord, I just thank you today for your goodness. For those that are here, Lord, for your holy presence. Lord, we just know you are here. You are always faithful towards your people. Lord, we're so thankful today that you are committed to us. And Lord, we want to be committed to you. But Lord, we have little strength. So we come to you for help. We come to you for strength today. We come to you to drink. Lord, you said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And to them that believe on me, as the scripture says, out of their belly, out of their spirit, their innermost being will flow rivers of living water. This he was speaking of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to those that believed in him would later receive. How many know today the Lord is pouring out his Holy Spirit upon us? He's pouring out his Spirit on all flesh. But we have to open our lives to him. We have to trust God fully with our hearts. You see, our hearts are the most vulnerable part of us. So in life, we learn how to live in protectionism, and sometimes we try to just go into a little shell and hide out there and live in that place of seeming security. Because we know that we are vulnerable to so many things, and so many things that would bring fear into our lives and anxiety in our lives, you know, stress. So our hearts are a vulnerable place. And so we put these walls up around our hearts because we're afraid of being hurt again. We're afraid of being wounded again, of being taken advantage of again. And so we live in this place of self-protectionism. And yet God is the only one, amen, that wants to have that place to abide within your heart, amen, and to be the Lord of your life. And then when the Lord comes to dwell within us, amen, then you have true security. Then you have true peace. I tried to find peace in so many other things, and nothing really satisfied me. But Jesus is now my peace. He's the peace of my life. I can lay, Jennifer shared Wednesday night, but I can lay down at night and sleep and not be anxious and fearful and worried and upset. Amen. Because I have peace with God. And I know that it's well with my soul. See, what religion does is religion teaches people that you have to do all these things before it's going to be well with your soul. And so people live their lives in bondage to performance, to try to earn or to make their way by doing all these things, these religious duties or things, in hopes that someday I'll reach this place of total bliss. The problem with that is you never arrive there. You'll never find peace in yourself. It's not until we come to the place where we realize that I am the problem. And so if I'm looking within to find the answer, guess what? I'm going to find a problem. If I'm honest. Amen. Otherwise, we can then compare ourselves with others. And somehow that we think it will justify us. If I'm not as bad as Joe over there. I don't know why I looked at Joe when I said that, but Joe gets picked on a lot, but it's not you, Joe. You know, because what man, natural man, wants to do is justify himself. You were in the cookie jar again, weren't you? Well, you got cookie all over your face. No, I wasn't in the cookie jar. Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were. Well, it was my brother's fault. He made me do it. You know, that's natural man. Natural man does not want to be responsible usually, right, for himself. But he's looking for someone else to blame it on. Isn't that what happened with Adam and Eve? They had to find somebody else to blame it on. Well, the woman you gave me. And she said, well, the serpent made me. Instead of taking responsibility. But you know, you'll never have peace with God until you get honest with God. You just got to come clean. You got to come to the place where you say, you know what? I can't save myself. No amount of do-gooding is going to be good enough. It's good that you're good, amen, and that you do good things, but good things cannot save you. The problem is that we were born corrupt and separated from God, and that's why there's all this dysfunction in the world today. And man is constantly trying to find a solution and negotiate a way of having world peace. And it seems like there's just never an answer to that, is there? There's never a solution. Some people have all these lofty ideas that we're all going to just come together someday and hold hands and sing, "We are the world." Now, that's a wonderful thought, isn't it? But how many know that humanity, apart from their creator, is dysfunctional because we've all fallen short of the glory of God through sin that was passed on from the very beginning when our forefathers had sinned against God and were separated from God, and thus the dysfunction came upon all humanity. So no matter how hard man tries to have world peace, there is no peace except through only one, and that is the Prince of Peace. And I have peace now because I have peace in my heart. When you have peace in your heart, then you can have peace with others. Otherwise, we're selfishly ambitious. How do I know that? Well, how many have more than one kid? How many have ever been at a birthday party with more than one kid? Sometimes it's only been us with Judy, but, you know, if you have more than one kid, you'll realize real quick that somebody wants the bigger piece of cake. And they'll fight over the piece with the most frosting on it sometimes, right? Why is that? Because naturally we are selfish. Amen? It doesn't take you long to realize that little, that precious little thing that was born, amen, has another side and ain't so precious. Amen. You go into the nursery. Anybody work in the nursery before? You work with children. You realize that even at a young age, they're already in there beating each other over the head with toys and competing for the toys. Come on. Why? Because that is the natural state of mankind. And we've got to be honest and we've got to come to the realization that that is the problem. How many know the governments are not going to be the solution? Well, it's the devil that operates through these people. That is the problem. But if we're willing vessels, he'll be more than glad to use us. But God wants his people to be fully committed to him, sold out for him, committed to him in every sense, because that's where you have peace. You know, when you fall in love with somebody, ever been in love before? When you're in love or you think you're in love with somebody, you want to have eyes only for that person. You can't think about anybody but that person. You go through your day thinking about that person and think, oh, I just can't wait to get together again with that person because you're so in love. You know what I'm saying? Right? When you're in love with somebody, you don't do anything to hurt them. You don't do anything to grieve them. You don't want to upset the one that you love. Amen? Sometimes we do, but it's not necessarily your intention. Amen? It's just sometimes we just do things that upset others. Why? Because we still have that old nature, don't we? Amen? And we make mistakes. God wants us to come clean. God wants us to be honest. God wants us to deal with the stuff. Amen. Anything that would come between us and him. All the idols of the heart. I wanted to say a little bit about these two handouts here. This Thursday is the beginning of our time of our 21-day time of prayer and fasting. And we're going to be here every night. Really, it starts Wednesday at 6:30. I'm going to be going through these together, okay, with you. And answer any questions you might have. This is just suggestions and some guidelines for prayer, okay? But we're going to be giving ourselves to prayer and fasting for a period of 21 days because we need God's intervention, amen? And that's not going to happen until we get in the right place with God, amen? How many realize that your flesh is quite strong and you have to deal a death blow to that flesh? What I mean by flesh is that old nature, right? It's always, who's going to be in charge today? Who's going to rule today? And you know, sometimes you can find out how strong your flesh is when you bring up the word fasting. Oh, I'm not going to do that. How about the word self-denial? Didn't Jesus say, if you're going to be my disciples, you must what? Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. And one gospel says daily. And it really is a daily walk. And you know, you'll never be disappointed when you really get in right standing with God. Amen. It's such a wonderful place to be. Is it not? I mean, life is difficult for everybody. Amen. Christian, non-Christian alike. Everybody goes through hard times in life, right? But man, how much better it is now. Amen. That I have the Lord in my life. That I'm not alone. I have a friend in Jesus. I could call on him. Amen. And he's not just some distant God out there out of reach, out of touch. Amen. He's a personal God. And he is a word away. Lord. Call on him. God wants every one of his children to seek him. It's very easy to be distracted, to be carried away, by so many lesser things of life. You and I have a certain window of opportunity, a certain window of time called our life. You have a beginning and you have an end. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. So every person will face judgment someday of Almighty God. Amen. And so, because we understand that, then we need to make sure that I am able to stand in this judgment. And if I think that if I'm just going to be good enough, I can stand in the judgment, I'm deceiving myself. If I think if I just do enough good things, then I can stand in the judgment, I'm deceiving myself. Why? Because you cannot stand in the presence of the Holy God, amen, with sin in your life. And the Bible is very clear, all have sinned. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God. All of us have missed the mark. Amen? So the only solution is to turn to the only one who can save us. Because the Bible says it's very clear, there is no other name given among men under heaven, right? Given among men, whereby we must be saved. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. How do we know that? Because he is risen. Hallelujah. And he's coming. And the angel said to the disciples, why do you stand gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, as you've seen him go into heaven, will come in like manner. The Lord is going to return. At the appointed time of the Father, when the Father gives the word, the Lord is going to return, amen, for his bride, for his people, for those who have been made ready. And those who have been made ready are those who have humbled themselves and bowed before the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and confessed that they are sinners. And confess that I have blown it. I have not lived a good life. Amen. I am not good in myself, but I want you, Lord, to make me good. I want you to change me. I want you to take this old stony heart out of me and give me a heart of flesh. I want to be a new creation. Hallelujah. You see, God doesn't come to give us self-improvement. The world is offering you self-improvement. Do this and you'll improve. Do this and you'll feel better. Amen? And so we do those things and there may be some improvement, but the source of all the problem is the heart of man. The Bible's very clear. The heart of man is desperately wicked. It's been separated from God and therefore it is corrupted. And that's why people, even though they may seem nice on the outside, they could be monsters on the inside. You hear these stories about people that, oh, this person, they seem like the nicest person in the neighborhood. Everybody thought they were a really nice person. There is a really nice guy. Come to find out he's doing all these diabolical things. Why is that? Because of the sin nature. And see, the sin nature doesn't like to hear about this. It upsets the sin nature when you hear these things. That's why they hated Jesus, because Jesus told them the truth. But Jesus said, listen, only the truth will set you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. What is the truth? The truth is what's real. It's what's authentic. There's no lie. There's no such thing as a white lie. It's either true or it's false. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. You cannot earn your way. You cannot pay your own way. Jesus paid your way at the cross. Jesus paid in blood for you. He paid the price that we deserve to pay. For God laid upon Jesus the iniquity, the sin of us all, that we can go free. It's so good to be forgiven today. It's so good to have a conscience that is clear. It's so good, amen, to be able to lay my head down at night and have peace. Peace with my Lord. Hallelujah. You see, the Lord is not willing that anyone should perish, but that all come to repentance. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to return. It's time for the church and America to get back to its first love. It's time for us to step out of lukewarmness. You and I are incapable of living the life that God calls us to live apart from Jesus. So the enemy, the devil, is going to try everything he can to keep you away from Jesus, to keep you from speaking and talking and praying and seeking the Lord. Are you hearing me, somebody? You set your heart to do something for Jesus, he's going to try to interrupt it. You set your heart to pray, he's going to try to interrupt it. Amen? You seek your heart to give, to come to church, he's going to try to interrupt it. Why? Because he does not want you being with Jesus. He wants you to be so distracted in your mind that you don't have time for Jesus. Let's go back to the beginning. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Those of you who have really been born again. Amen. You go back to the beginning. Oh, I can't wait to go to church. I can't wait to pray. I can't wait to enter into to praise and worship and thanksgiving with God's people. Amen. I just can't wait to tell people about Jesus. I'm just so in love with Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. How many know that God wants us to return and rediscover what we left? God wants us to return and rediscover what we left. He didn't say you lost it. He said you left it. You left your first love. And fasting helps position us to humble our soul. So then our spirit man becomes stronger as we pray and fast. It's even better. Amen. And we become more in tune with the Lord, with his heart. And the keenness and knowing and hearing and clearly his voice. How many know that God is speaking? God actually has a voice. He's the Holy Spirit. And he's speaking to people, all humanity. He's pleading with them to come to Jesus. Come to the cross. Come to salvation. Come out of yourself and come into him. Come out of death and into life. Come out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Oh God, yes. That's what I want. I want that holy passion. I want the fire of God burning in me. Amen? So that I'm just motivated by the love of Christ. Amen? I want people to know my Jesus. Because what you're full of will eventually come out of your mouth and out of your life. What you feed yourself is what you become. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Precious Lord, I just thank you today for your holy presence here and for those that have come. And Holy Spirit, I know that you are speaking to hearts and lives today. Lord, we know that without you, we perish. That we were designed, we were created for you. That you are the living God. That you are the only way. And Lord, my prayer and my heart's desire is that everyone will know you. Lord, you said, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. Do you know God's voice? Can you hear his voice? That's why you must be born again. You must receive the Spirit of Christ into your heart to be born again and to be able to know the heart of God, to be able to hear the voice of God. You cannot know God just by study alone. But God must be revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. You can learn the Bible from cover to cover and not know the God of the Bible. Are you hearing me, somebody? You can learn all about this God and not know this God. Repentance is me turning away from myself as being savior of my own life and turning to the only one who can save me, to the only one who can keep me, the only one that can help me through. Jesus said, wide is the road that leads to destruction, and many go there. But narrow is the way that leads to life. Confined or difficult is the way that leads to life. Hear it, and few there be that find it. Few find it. Don't be deceived. Many people believe in their head that there is a God and that there is a Jesus. And they may even acknowledge him. But you must know him in your heart. You must be born of his spirit. You must be transformed. God does not patch up an old garment. He says you need to get rid of the old garment and you must receive the new garment. You need to put on Jesus Christ. You must be clothed in him who then becomes your righteousness. So my righteousness is never going to cut it with God. Why? Once again, I cannot come before God with sin. It disqualifies me from his presence. So I must rely upon the mercy of God. I need to plead the mercy of God. God's mercy was poured out for you at the cross. For God so loved you, so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man because of what Jesus did for me. Not what I did for him, but what he did for me. And when I receive his grace, when I receive his mercy, when I receive his love, when his spirit comes to dwell within my heart, then now I want to do the things that please and honor the Lord. It's not I have to do this, I want to. If you're not born again, it's an I have to thing. It's legalism. But when you're born again, it's I get to, I want to, I desire to please the Lord. You must be born again. Was it Nicodemus who said, Lord, how can a man enter into his mother's womb and be born a second time? See, he was thinking natural. You know, that's natural man's thought process. Jesus wasn't talking about that, was he? He says, you're born once of blood. You're born once in the flesh. Amen. But you need to be also born of the Spirit in order to see the kingdom. People who go to heaven are people who are born of the Spirit. And when you are born again, you become a different person. You don't like to do the things you used to do. You don't do the things you used to do because the fear of God is in you. The seed of God is in you now. Now you live to honor the Lord. Because the Spirit is within you. And the Holy Spirit in you is bearing witness with your heart that you are now a child of God. When you are born again, when you are truly saved, you know it. Because the Spirit of the Lord bears witness, confirms that it is a reality in you. Hallelujah. I was in my bedroom on 96th Street in Tacoma in an apartment where I met Jesus, cried out to him in desperation, and Jesus came. And I tell it like this, it's like having a shower on the inside. All of a sudden, it's like from the top of my head all the way through, the Lord just cleansed me. He cleansed me. I was washed in the blood. As I called out to Jesus Christ in desperation, God saw my heart. And God showed me my life. He showed me how much of a mess I was. I was blaming everybody else for my problems, blaming my wife, blaming my situation. But God showed me that I was the one that needed to be changed. And I became aware of my own depravity, of my own sinfulness. I couldn't see it before. I thought I was a good person. I wasn't as bad as some people, you know. That's how natural man thinks, you see. Truth be known, all of us have sinned and fallen short. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Rescue me. Deliver me, Lord. Come, Lord. I want you to take a moment right now. Would you just ask the Lord, do you want to really know the Lord? Do you want to know the voice of God? Why don't you say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to draw me. Draw me to you. Reveal yourself to me. I want to know you. If you are who you say you are, if you are the only way to heaven, then I want to know you. Reveal yourself, Lord. Hallelujah. God, I praise you. God, I thank you. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. There is no glory like the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to know you. We want to know you more. We want to know you better. Lord, just draw us. As we commit ourselves to draw near to you, you said you would draw near to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. I'm going to ask everyone if you just gently just stand together. Would you stand together? Now hear it. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door. Revelation 3:20. And I stand at the door and knock. I know God has been knocking on some doors this morning. Because what I've said to you was given to me by the Holy Spirit to say to you today. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice. See, God is speaking. See, God is shedding light on the darkness of our lives through the truth. But it's only the truth that's going to set you free. You have to love the truth. Jesus is the truth. And he says, if you hear my voice today and open the door. You know, when you give somebody a hug, you open your heart. Amen? You open your arms, you open your heart, and you embrace them. Amen. If you trust that person, you'll open your heart to them and you'll embrace them. Let me just promise you that Jesus will never do anything to offend you. Jesus will never do anything to hurt you. He only wants to help you. He wants to save you. He wants to help you. He wants to give you his life. And he wants to share his kingdom with you if you will allow him to have your life. He will give you eternal life in exchange. If you're willing to give him your temporary life, he'll replace it with his eternal life. Are you willing to open your heart to him? If you are, I want you just to do this just between you and the Lord right now. Lift your hands. You know, the Bible says to lift up your cup, amen? And the Jews would lift up their hands like this as a sign of, well, it could be surrender, but it's also of yielding and allowing God to have his way. So as you lift your hands this morning, I want you to be willing to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and allow him in. Now, before he's going to come in, you need to be cleansed. And that's why he went to the cross, because all of us need cleansing. He loves you. No one loves you as much as Jesus. So would you ask him, say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Lord, make me clean. Make me holy and fill my life with your holy presence. Lord Jesus, I invite you. I welcome you into my heart. Be Savior and be Lord of all of me. Lord, I surrender my body, my soul, and my spirit to you. Thank you, Lord, for receiving me and giving me hope, a new beginning, life everlasting. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, help me to live for you. Give me power. Holy Spirit, baptize me now. Saturate me now. Fill me up so every part of me is filled with Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, we praise you. So Father, I thank you again for each soul, each person, each brother, each sister that's here today. Father, I ask for your shalom, your perfect peace to rest upon us. Lord, guard our hearts and our minds and our persons. Keep a hedge of protection around us, Lord. Lord, lead us throughout this day in the way we should go. In Jesus' name.